The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Doctors on a U.S. Navy hospital ship treated thousands of Venezuelan refugees in Colombia last week. Some of the most enthusiastic physicians were Venezuelan Americans, and most of them were from South Florida. Manuel Rueda was aboard the ship.
Doctors performed free surgeries around the clock last week and operate in rooms like this one, aboard the U.S. Navy hospital ship, Comfort. The vessel was anchored off Riohacha, Colombia, and demand for the doctor's services was so high because most of their patients were so desperate. Venezuelan refugees fleeing their country's economic catastrophe and its life-threatening shortage of medicines and medical equipment.
So I moved to the United States to join the general surgery program in Florida.
Dr. Juan Manuel Zambrano was a family physician in the mountain town of Mucuchies, Venezuela. He left 3 years ago because the shortages made it impossible for him to practice medicine anymore. Now in the Comfort, Zambrano was a surgeon's assistant. During a break in the work, he recalled the tragedy he watched unfold back home.
As a doctor, we want to do as much as we can, but you can't. And it's very, very sad. It's heartbreaking because you don't have even enough painkillers. A lot of kids with virus like influenza, a lot of infections, parasites, but we don't have medicine to treat them.
So Zambrano accepted a scholarship to train as a surgeon in Fort Lauderdale, but he jumped at the chance to volunteer with a dozen other Venezuelan American doctors on the U.S. hospital ship. They joined the Comfort when it came to Riohacha last week during its most recent tour of Latin America, helping the surgeons perform everything from hernia operations to eye cataract removal for the Venezuelans felt like redemption for Zambrano.
It's an awesome experience because you like to come back to your people and feel that you have another opportunity to help your people is really, really amazing.
One of the Venezuelans who got help was Eduardo Borges, a construction worker from Maracaibo. His 3-year-old son, Santiago, needed testicular surgery. The procedure wasn't available to them in Venezuela, but even when they came to Colombia, it cost more than they could afford. When we heard about the hospital ship, we headed right here, Borges said as he watched Santiago sleep in one of the Comfort's pre-op beds. Access to medical services isn't easy as a refugee. You don't have papers, insurance, a job. On shore in Riohacha is a 900-foot-long Comfort towered nearby. Patients lined up at a school for medical care. Classrooms were turned into examination rooms. And Venezuelans who needed information seemed to gravitate toward doctors like Raquel Giron, if only because they heard her Venezuelan accent.
I help with triage and also with translations because sometimes there is trouble with the language.
Giron left Caracas, Venezuela 3 years ago, not just because of the impossible medical conditions, but also the repressive political situations for doctors there under the authoritarian regime.
The situation is really hard for the physicians. You say something is wrong and you are in troubles.
So Giron came to live in New Jersey. She joined the Venezuelan American Medical Association, an expat doctors group based in Miami that does outreach to Venezuelan refugees.
Oh my gosh, immediately I want to join in this mission to help people from Venezuela.
And, she added,
people from Colombia.
As a way to thank Colombia for taking in the vast majority of desperate Venezuelan refugees.
Y con esta operación, mi vida cambió totalmente.
Oscar Ovalle is 59 and a Colombian laborer from Riohacha. As a young man, he lost an eye in a car accident and recently began losing sight in his good eye. A Comfort surgery crew that included the Venezuelan-American doctors fixed the problem. Now, said Ovalle, I can go home and see how pretty my wife is. The USNS Comfort left Riohacha on Sunday. I'm Manuel Rueda in Colombia.
You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.